Hello, people of the internet and people out there in the world. Welcome back to another fabulous episode of Clickbait. We hope you're clicked in and are ready to go because we have some great topics to go on today. We've got some fabulous words of the day. I said fabulous twice, but I don't care. I'm just feeling fabulous. All right, guys. Well, to start off our episode, we have some life updates. Let me go ahead and let Brooke speak for once. And go ahead, Brooke.
Hey, Josh, I got a question for you before we start.
No, I'm not on crack cocaine. Thank you for asking.
Are you feeling fabulous?
I feel good.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes, my life update, and this is kind of a big thing for me. Nobody else is gonna give a shit, but I played Fortnite for the first time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I played it on my phone with my boyfriend and two of his friends. Listen, I can't do the controllers. This is why I don't play video games. But fun fact, I love watching people play Fortnite. I don't know what it is. And I've watched my boyfriend play Call of Duty, and it's boring. Like, I think it's the element of surprise. It's the fact that
it's suspenseful.
It's very suspenseful. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that it's quiet, and like Call of Duty's quote unquote sort of quiet, but there you hear a bunch of like ambient random sounds around you.
Yeah.
And in Fortnite, it's complete, like if you're just standing there and there's no one around, it's like dead silent. And it's like that element of it's the thrill, you know?
The thrill of it all.
Yeah, so anyways, I played on my phone and I shot someone, which I was gonna be really concerned that I wasn't gonna know what the fuck to do with a gun and be horrible at aim, but I shot someone.
Well, don't worry, Brooke. It's not real life, so yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
Hey, I'm actually a really good shot, okay?
Yeah. I'll see it to believe it.
I am.
I think that's how the saying goes. I think I've forked that up. But
anyway, that's my only life update.
Cool. That's a great life update. I think I might have you beat because last week I was playing some intense basketball. It was so intense that I accidentally jammed my finger. So that's some pretty dastardly deeds by me. And I don't know. It's stupid. But I did jam my finger and it hurt like a bitch. I actually laid down.
Sorry.
And my friends were like, why are you laying down? It's your finger, not your leg. And I was like, I don't know. Kind of still hurts, but it's okay. I mean, I'll make it. My finger is still attached and the swelling has gone down. And that's finally have color back. It's like a black eye, but on my finger. I think that's what bruises are called. Okay, cool. So that's pretty much it for me. I mean, some other life updates. I don't know. Like, I've been getting better sleep.
in our last week's episode, yeah. You did mention that was it an Apple Watch that you got? No.
Oh, no, I got a Fitbit Versa 2.
Fitbit. You were like, yeah, I get to, you know, monitor how shitty I'm sleeping.
Yeah. So I can, it's getting less and less shitty. So that's a very good thing. There are still nights where I stay up super, super late, but you know, that's how it is. I'm in my 20s. I feel like I can do that at this point.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
But it's slowly slipping away. I'm getting more and more tired the next day. So
I try really hard to go to bed by like 11 or 11:30 at the latest. but that tends to not happen. So.
Yeah. For me, it's like 2 a.m. is like where my body is like tired.
Yeah.
But before then, I'm like, what do I do?
I go to sleep. Well, I don't know. If I'm sleeping at my place, then and I'm just watching Netflix or something, I will pass out at like 10. But if I'm with people or if I'm with Wes, I tend to stay up later. I guess it's just the stimulation, the brain stimulation of like being around other people. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm the only one. I'm probably not the only one on this. If anyone out there agrees with me, let me know. But I cannot fall asleep with a TV on or like with my phone,
playing stuff.
Because I'm so like, that's what stimulates me. Like that's when I'm awake because I'm like, ooh, what are they talking about? Like I hear something and I open my eyes to see what's going on. So I have to turn everything off. I just can't do it. But I like having a fan on and stuff. There's some ambient noise it helps me. But watching a movie and falling asleep, like it doesn't happen. There are times where I'm super tired and I try to fall asleep during a movie. I just can't. I just got to flick it off. not with my middle finger, but I got to use the remote to, yeah, that was a joke that didn't go well, but let's go ahead and move on to the main topics. Brooke, what do you got going on in your first main topic?
All right. So I want to talk about this show on Hulu and It is called the lie detector test.
Ooh.
And basically, there's only 5 episodes, but they take celebrities and they hook them up to a lie detector and they just ask them a bunch of questions. And it's really, really interesting. It's really, some of the episodes are like really cool, some are really funny. But they have Jennifer Lawrence, Melissa McCarthy, Wiz Khalifa.
So they do it with celebrities.
Yeah,
they
celebrities. Just... Yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's really interesting. So
do they try to ask them like very like touchy questions sometimes, like towards the end? Like,
yeah,
so
yeah,
if they
yeah.
walk off, they're already
well, no,
already been
like
filmed
they
enough?
Just ask like a wide variety of questions, but like yeah. some of it's like funny and some of it's like personal and whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's really interesting. It's really cool, and I wanted to mention it because I think everybody should go check it out. Because I saw this on Hulu, and I was like, whoa, like that's such a cool concept. Like I feel like no one. Has done anything like that recently?
Yeah,
but I thought
that's
it was really cool.
It's like Hot Ones, but instead of the hot wings,
right?
It's,
yeah,
yeah. Hard questions to answer because you're gonna be like detected on a lie. Like they're
yeah.
gonna be able to tell if you're telling the truth, if you're lying, and if they catch you in a lie, it's gonna be a little bit awkward. And luckily for them, though, they probably have the last say to be like, that shouldn't go up there.
Yes,
but
exactly.
Yeah. I wonder if they signed something to be like, all right,
they
we'll
probably do. I mean, I would
yeah.
assume they have to.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, Maury. I don't know. That's cool, though. Well, you know, with Maury, they do, like, a lie detector test to see if someone's
yeah.
lying about cheating or not. And then
yeah.
they have, like, a baby involved. And it's always
uh-huh.
tense. I enjoy that trash TV. It's fun. It's entertaining.
Has there ever been an episode of Maury where there's not a baby involved?
That's a great question.
Because every single episode I've ever seen... It's there's always who's the father, like every single episode.
It's kind of like asking if the lie detector show, if there's an episode without a lie detector, like it kind of, it's what makes the show.
Yeah.
There has to be a baby involved. It's like, that baby looks like you. No, it doesn't.
And that's the show.
Right. And the baby is yours. Oh, see you next time. That's really, really cool. The lie detector show, I'm going to check that out. That seems like a very interesting show. I do like Wiz Khalifa. He's got a good personality. He's a good musician. So
yeah.
I dig it for that. And then the other celebrities. So is there just one season out right now or is it
yeah,
kind of coming
up?
There's
just 5 episodes. I don't know if they're putting out more, like if it's the season's over or not. I would assume there's not just going to be 5 episodes, but sometimes they do that. So
yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Nice, nice. Well, what do you have anything else that you want to talk about?
I do. I have 2 other things, but I have one that I want to talk about that's kind of more important. It's kind of a bigger topic, but I want to talk about why I hate cancel culture and like why it sucks. Do you know what cancel culture is, Josh?
I've been knowing what cancel culture is.
Okay.
Girl, Kanye West is my favorite artist.
Yeah.
You know how many times people have tried to cancel him.
Yeah.
You know how many times he has been canceled and come back?
So here's my qualm with cancel culture.
Good
it
word.
It is, thank you. It is solely based on mob mentality. Like it's,
yeah.
there's no real, I think so many people try to implement the, oh no, this person sucks, so we should be recognizing the things that they suck for and not applauding them for their other good doings. And I totally understand if somebody is a rapist or if somebody has killed someone or has somebody has done something like detrimentally awful, but people like Kim Kardashian or like James Charles or those are the 2 that come to my head because most recently in the past week I've noticed it. People could have their issues with both of those people, but if we really get down to the basis, they're not evil people. They're just
no. They're
just people. And their life
Well, they're
is
people, and if they're truly evil, they're not going to have made such a big like name for themselves on
yeah.
a platform or being a personality or something. Because I know James Charles has a lot of flack for being who he is, but that's so outweighed by his fan base and
yeah.
what he actually puts out. And he's a hard worker. So it's like, can't knock him for that. But if he does something, the thing that sorry to cut you off
no,
on this, but the thing with cancel culture that I really despise is I get that there's a line that if you cross that line, then there's no coming back. Like if, like you said, if you're a rapist, if you're racist, if you do anything that's that bad, it's really hard to walk back and be like, no, but that was an accident, whatever.
Yeah.
But with social media, and especially Twitter, that line kind of disappears. So there's no real telling as to what is, like, what prerequisite must be filled to be canceled. Like, what does it take?
Yeah.
Because you could say one bad tweet. You could say one thing in private that gets recorded that you're just totally joking about. Because I've said jokes that are just like, hey, maybe people wouldn't like that. But I know that people who know me know I'm joking and I would never be serious about whatever it is I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I talk about my friend's mom in a funny way. Yeah. And if he actually gets upset, then I reel back and I say, yeah, chill. I'm sorry. Like, it's good.
Yeah.
But if you, I mean, I guess that's what comes with being like a public figure. But at the same time, it's not fair, because then you're putting their job in jeopardy for something that you've probably done in the past. And I'm not talking about rape. I'm not talking about anything but that, because everyone can agree on that stuff. But like, yeah, it's just, and you're right, it is a mob mentality. And it's kind of like, oh, you see a bunch of people dogpiling this person and you might as well jump in on it too, because you're affected, you're upset. And I get it, but also there just needs to be one extra second of thought and to watch what you just go out and do, because what you put online is seemingly easy and doesn't take time, but it leaves a lasting impression on people that truly made a mistake, that feel bad about it, trying to move on, or maybe you misinterpreted what went on or the context of it. And you end up damaging someone, not realizing that, like you said, they're people too. They're not just robots, you know, so things that are full comments will affect them.
Yeah, and my whole thing is I 100% agree with everything that you just said. And to add to it is that when you see, how do I even, there's like, so this topic just like really like irks me so much, because you go like, okay, you can dislike both of those people. You can think that they're shitty, hate all of the stuff, all the content that they come out with. You can even dislike them as a person, even though you don't know that either, like, them personally. But when it comes down to it, just like mind your own business. Like, you don't need to tear other people down. And people, there's always the, you know, people tear other people down to make themselves feel better. Even if it do, if you, even if that's not why you're doing it, and you just genuinely think, well, this person sucks, so, you know, they deserve whatever's coming to them. No, like, that's not your position to put that on them. And it's like, the two examples are, there was Kim Kardashian has a line of like skin makeup that's basically just like, it's like fake tanner, but it just smooths out your skin. Like, if you're wearing a dress, like where you're, that's sleeveless and you're really pale and you don't want to go take a spray tan, like get a spray tan, and it's just for one night, you like put it on your arms and it like tans them and smooths them out. She made a post with her hands, and one is without it, and one is just a little bit of a tint of color. And she was like, oh, like, you know, my hands are so pale, and I, like, didn't want them to be this white anymore. And everyone was like, oh, she wants to be black so bad. Like, she just, you know, it's, I forget what it was, but it refuses to be white. And I was like, okay, are we gonna honestly forget about the literal millions of white girls across America that like live in a tanning salon because they refuse to be white? Like, nobody says they're trying to be black. Like, literally, like, what is, I don't understand what happened to wanting to tan and just wanting to be tan. It's a very normal thing. And everybody jumps on her. That's just one instance of when everybody jumps on her and wants to, quote unquote, let's cancel Kim Kardashian. But it's like, why? Because she wants to be fucking tan. Like, I just don't get it. And then the James Charles
thing. I think some people just want to watch the world burn. I don't think so. I think some people don't care. They just want to incite just a very toxic environment in a comment section and rile people up and troll them. Some people get off on that, which is just like really sad.
It is. And but what bugs me is that I'm not going to say who, but like, I see people in that are in my life that I follow jumping on ship with that. And I'm like, no, you don't need, and it's just making people that I care about participate in something that I happen to find very distasteful. Like, be true to who you are and don't worry about what other people are doing. You know, if they're, if you disagree with what they're doing, fine. Why feel the need to just add to the fire. And like, yeah. I do want to mention the James Charles thing, but we can wrap up this topic in a minute if we're going on too long. But he posted a Snapchat of him reciting a TikTok, and it's this Hispanic, I don't want to be like politically incorrect here, but it's a person on TikTok who does this character named Rosa, and she is like Hispanic, and she kind of imitates like this Hispanic girl on like in different scenarios, and he was imitating her with the same voice that she uses, but he wasn't like, you know, making fun of it. He literally was verbatim saying the TikTok just because he likes the TikTok, and it was just on, he just posted it to his Snapchat, and everyone was like, ew, like this is ruined now, cancel him, like we, like, you know, bye, and like all of this stuff. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Literally, I do this shit in my car to send to my friends, but because he's a celebrity and he's made some mistakes, everyone jumps ship and is like, let's ruin his life. That's awesome. Like, no, it's just, oh, it just like drives me crazy, and it really makes me lose faith in humanity and people just being nice to each other.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate, but you got to remember how many people live on this earth.
I know.
And unfortunately, again, I mean, there's a percentage of those people that don't care about others. So they'll tear people down because, for one, it might make them feel better, or two, they might just feel so bad about themselves that they just take it out on others, and they're just kind of like a cancer. I mean, in a sense, you know, those people just want to infect with negativity, and they don't care who they bring down, and it doesn't really lift them up. It just kind of brings them down to their shit.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's obviously jealousy could be involved in that, or, you know, with James Charles, they might not see eye to eye with his lifestyle, and you know, that's their issue, and
I mean,
it shouldn't,
it's not
make
even
it public or tear someone down for
that.
Yeah,
I know. I know. In his case, it's mostly his most recent thing that everybody like hates him for is, and this is shitty, I will agree. And there's, I think there's been some instances where people have posted like legitimate conversations. So I don't want to say, oh, none of this is proven, because some of it is, but he has, you know, messaged straight guys and tried to get them to go out with him. And he, like, very well knows that they're straight. Comes on to them when they don't want it and that sort of thing. And that's shitty. I agree. Do I think that means that it gives everybody in the world the right to jump on his shit every 2 seconds and ruin his life? No, I don't. I think we should just, if you don't like him, ignore him. It doesn't give anyone the right to be an ass. You don't get that right when somebody else makes a mistake.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of silly to think that just because you're someone famous means that you're not going to make a mistake. I mean, we're all human.
Exactly.
We all fuck up.
Exactly.
So, but at the same time, I feel like when it comes to people like a Kim Kardashian or even a Kanye West, like for them, it might be better that the line doesn't exist, because if people get upset about them, they're so big and so like, they're so cemented in pop culture that only helps them. You know, it's like the saying, bad PR is still, like, any PR is good
PR. Press is, or bad press is good press. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like it gets their name out there. There's more awareness. People know who that person is. They're so wealthy. They're so known. It would be hard for me to think that any small mistake that they made could just end them.
Yeah.
I mean, it might hurt their pocketbook or whatever, but like,
well,
it wouldn't
not,
end their careers.
It's not going to end their careers. You know, it's just like the principle behind the whole cancel culture, the whole thing. Just, oh, it really, really bugs me. I just think people need to be better, and people need to stop trying to just stop being mean to people. Like, just like, it's not necessary.
It's just, it's a waste of time. It's
it
a waste
is.
Of energy. And it's just a type of political activism that just doesn't do anything but
hurt
people.
It costs $0 to mind your own business.
Yeah. And I mean, you just save time. You could spend that time and energy on something doing like something positive, doing something productive and something that will bring you joy, rather than putting you in a scenario where you make a comment and then someone replies to that comment, or someone starts attacking you and then you end up feeling like shit. And it's like, well, that's what happens. You know, it's, I don't understand the people who post on really big influencers' accounts or celebrities or whatever. It's like they feel like they're so insignificant that they can post something and no one's going to see it.
Yeah.
But the fact is, I mean, these people are people too, again. So they have the curiosity to look in their comments. I mean, I know all of them don't, but like if they do and they see your comment, it's like that could be the comment that could just tear them apart. You never know.
And I think more and more celebrity, I mean, they see that stuff. Like, they see it. You think, oh, they're not going to see my comment. They probably do. Like, and I really applaud people like Selena Gomez and Billie Eilish for calling out their fans, because I don't think that's something that anybody's ever done until recently. And if I was a celebrity, and my fans acted the way some of these fans do to each other, I would be calling them out too. Like, don't, you know, you support these people and you look up to them and you love the content they come out with, but then you're doing things that they would never want. You're treating people the way that they would never want you to treat people. It's almost like if I was a celebrity and I had fans that were dicks to everyone, I would be like, I don't want you as my fan. I want nice people as my fans. So it kind of backfires.
Yeah, but that in itself could backfire too, because it could be setting a precedent for other people to say, oh, I don't know, I already don't like this person, let me comment, because then she might actually reply.
Well, no, they don't like reply specifically. It's just more, yeah. like Billie Eilish came out with a statement and was like, I'm gonna stop. Like, she was like, I used to read comments because I want to connect with my fans, but I don't even read them anymore. Like, I'm just gonna get off social media, like, in general, if y'all don't, like, y'all are being really mean. And not even to each other, but also to her. She was there. She gave a speech recently because she won this award, and she on stage literally was like, I've felt really hated recently. And she was like, just seeing like my fans here that were at that award show.
That was
she
at was the like, Brit Awards, I think.
Was it? Yeah. She was like, I almost started crying just seeing everyone here, because the fact that it's just people are so mean. That's all I have. That's my ending statement. People are mean.
people need to be
nicer.
I think there's an overwhelming majority of nice people out there,
but you have to see them face to face
because whenever they do get behind a phone screen or a computer screen, they can tend to know that they can get away with a little bit more. And so they can be a little bit more negative or lash out more because they feel like more confident to do that. It's like social media is a strong liquor. you have too much of it, it can turn you into a bad person.
Yeah.
Or a very loving person, and that's where stalkers are born. No. Okay, well, let's move on to some of my topics that I wanted to talk about. I have two, and I have one that's like pretty long, but the other one I think is just going to be funny. I have a funny story about that.
Good.
And so actually, before we do that, I want to go into the word of the day.
Okay.
Let's do the word of the day. Let's break it up with something
fun.
Word
of the day.
Because that is got to break it up, you know?
Yeah.
We got some meat there. We got to throw in a little snacky snack or something.
Maybe give you a drink. Snack.
A snickety snackety.
Snicky snack.
Snack attack. All right. Brooke, are you ready for the word of the day?
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
Let's do this.
The word is curmudgeon. Curmudgeon.
Where do you find these words?
No comment.
I mean, obviously the dictionary, but like, how do you pick these out of the dictionary is what I mean.
I mean, I don't have a freaking dictionary on my desk or something, but I have my ways.
Okay.
I got good.
What is the word again?
The word is curmudgeon.
Curmudgeon.
C-U-R-M-U-D-G-E-O-N. Curmudgeon. The origin is unknown, but it comes from the 16th century. The part
this
of speech
is a trick
is,
question. It's not a now. Real word.
What are you talking? Why
I'm
would
just
I
kidding.
Give you those
because okay. Because you were like, their origin is unknown.
The
okay,
origin
wait. I'm
is
not.
Joshua.
I am not cheating, but I'm going to write it in my notes on my laptop because I need you to spell it again and I need to see it because I see
curmudgeon.
C-U-R-M-U-D-G-E-O.
N. Curmudgeon. I feel like I'm on the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Curmudgeon.
I don't know, like... Is this one a noun also?
This one is a noun.
Okay. Curmudgeon. It makes me think it might mean, like... like, not dirt, but, like, a way of saying, like, no, because, like, it makes me think if you said, like, the word,
try
like,
to put it in
filth,
a sentence. See if that,
like,
helps.
You have, no, that's gonna sound perverted.
You have a lot of.
What is all that all curmudgeon? Like, what is all that curmudgeon? I don't know. Okay.
So I will let you know that it does mean something. It's not a plural noun. It's a singular noun.
Okay.
So it's not like, what is all that curmudgeon?
Okay.
It's like, what is that curmudgeon doing?
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes me think maybe it's like, is a...
10.
A descriptive word. Not an adjective, but like
seven,
a noun, like
six,
meaning a person,
five,
like a bad person. No, like a
it's
bad...
Not an adjective.
No, like a criminal or something. Like another word for a criminal.
Five,
I don't know.
Four,
that's my guess.
Three.
That's my guess.
Two. One. What's your final guess?
Like another word for a criminal. It's
Look
the
at that
worst.
Curmudgeon robbing a bank.
I don't know. Yeah, that would be the sentence that I would use it in.
Well, that is incorrect, Brooke. But
okay.
Maybe one day you'll get it correct. But let me go ahead and let you know what the definition of curmudgeon is.
Please tell
curmudgeon
me.
Is a cranky and unpleasant figure.
Okay.
Usually an old man.
So, like,
also,
so a person. So I did get that sort
of... A person unwilling to share.
Okay.
Like, look at that curmudgeon sitting in the old folks' home with all the jello. He needs to share.
Okay, so... People have got to give me some credit because I did, you told me it was a noun, and the type of noun that I picked up from it was a person.
You
so,
said not.
What?
You said not dirt.
That was before you told me that it was a singular noun. But I didn't mean, I didn't mean.
Look at all that curmudgeon. Look at all that curmudgeon.
I didn't mean not dirt as in like anything but dirt. I meant, I wanted to say dirt, but I meant like filth. Like, you know, like when you say like filth is like a noun.
It's because literally in the middle of curmudgeon, it's mud.
No,
mud.
It's like the curmud. It's like the C-U-R-M-U-D part. It's like the cur with it. I don't know why I thought of that, but whatever.
Hey, it's all right. You know what? That is the word of the day.
You give
and
me literally the hardest words ever, so.
Well, because it's funny. Because I love seeing you struggle. It's hilarious.
Well, you know what? One day, I'm going to give you a word.
One day. Oh.
And you're going to look dumb just like me.
We'll see about
Watch you
that.
Get it. Watch you get it like the first
we'll
one.
That. Yeah, because I got 5 dictionaries and I read them every night before bed. Oh, yeah.
This is how y'all know that I'm really not cheating because I don't, I maybe should one of these days so y'all think I have like at least 2 brain cells.
I think next week you should use the word curmudgeon in a sentence.
Okay.
Just slip it in there whenever you're talking about a life update or maybe a main topic. I think that would be hilarious.
Okay.
I doubt you'll do that, but maybe you will. And then you can add that to your arsenal of fun words that you know.
Like tintinabulation?
Yeah, exactly.
I now know what that word means.
I love it. There you go. That's awesome. It's a good word. It's a very good word. I'm surprised and impressed that you remembered that.
Yeah, I did.
That's awesome.
All right.
Okay, so moving on to one of my main topics, I want to talk about the app Tinder, and more specifically, Tinder thotties. Also, getting a little bit more specific, just trying to get into the niche of the Tinder sphere in the realm of the Tinder world. I want to talk about some of the Tinder thoughts that only put their Snapchat in their bio, or they talk about, you want to have a good time, check out my Snapchat and stuff. They, first of all, they're catfishes and they're trying to catfish as like a really hot escort or whatever. I've never gone out and I've never tried to do anything like that, but I have been on Tinder and I have seen that. And I've always been not concerned, but I've always been intrigued by it because
yeah.
I'm like, why is this person doing that? And then they're like, meet me up for $50. I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't seem right. I mean, for one, I don't want to do that. And two, why are you selling yourself so cheap in a sense? That sounds terrible, but like.
Do you mean like, why are they doing it for
like,
only $50 or why are they doing it at
well,
all?
The thing is because if you're going to do it, why would you do it that cheap? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, okay. Because like, I was going to say, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people do it. But.
No. Yeah, like I would put myself up for sex work. I'd be like, yo, pay me $3,000 and I'll get naked and do some jumping jacks. But like these chicks are like, I'll do whatever you want for $50. Just my place. And it's like, that doesn't seem real at all. So I was really concerned with it. Again, not really concerned, but more just like
confused.
Confused and just like
bewildered. There's a word for you.
Yeah, that works. Thank you. I was like, damn, I want to see what the story is behind this because there's so many people on Tinder doing it. And I'm like, well, they can't all be doing this and just being like super successful escorts. I just don't see that being the case. Let me look into it a little bit more. So I went on Google and I looked it up and I think I typed in like Tinder, Snapchat escorts or something like that. And then I typed in Reddit because I was like, Reddit's always got some good information on that. And there's always some good firsthand experiences. So I don't have to make any stupid mistakes or catch myself in a situation where I'm like, why am I an idiot? So I want to go ahead and go to the Reddit post because it made me laugh so hard.
Oh my gosh.
And I felt really bad for this guy because he seemed like he had a heart of gold that just, he caught a wild hair and he was horny and he just thought he could do something. And he didn't, and he couldn't, and he almost went to jail.
Oh,
so,
no.
So this is called the Snapchat Premium Meetup Scam. The man says she threatened to blackmail him for a child pornography, and he's asking for thoughts on what he should do. Firstly, he says, I know, I'm an idiot, but let me explain. I was on this dating app and messaged this stunning girl, exactly my type. She told me she was down for anything if I bought her Snap Premium. I'm 19 and have never even considered this before, but my penor, I guess he meant penis, but my penis pretty much took over my mind and I purchased her premium for relatively cheap. After buying that, she then says to qualify for meetups, I have to send her an extra $20. First red flag. She then flooded my Snapchat with loads of her nudes and even sex tapes. I thought this chick was the real deal, but began to suspect her for not posting much or sending any snaps that delete right after. She was also saving every single thing that we said. Odd. I just figured that since she had all these photos plus videos, there were a ton. It was her. Fast forward a couple of weeks of not talking. She asked if I want to meet up. Keep in mind, she told me she was 18 from the very beginning. She said that since I was a premium member, I got a discount on taking her on a quote-unquote date or quote-unquote meetup. I would typically never do sucker shit like this, but I was horny and felt the girl was out of my league anyways. The discount was significant, and I said, I can't pass up on this. She was almost everything I wanted in a woman. Lust got the best of me, and I paid her to meet up. She then tells me the most bullshit ever. She then tells me the most bullshit ever, and that she sold that account to her friend and forgot she has a new email for Zelle. At this point, I knew she was bullshit. Because right after that, she offered me to send a lower price to her new email, and she would return the lower price I sent her once her friend sends her the original fee back to her. Completely her fault if she was serious, but I know it was bullshit. I put her off the entire day and began to investigate. After doing a bunch of internet stuff, I found the Instagram of the actual girl, and my heart sank. In her bio, it read California, while I'm in New York. So that confirmed that the Snapchat was a hoax, but I wondered how she got all those nude images. The catfish hit me up later that night and told me this offer is still on the table to pay the lower fee and meet up now because it took a whole day for her friend to return the original fee. Yeah, right. I had already burned a hole in my pocket, so was curious to see where this went and was completely expecting to get blocked after I paid. Okay, side note, why the hell would you continue to pay?
I know, I was just like, shit? What? Why That's are you giving so this person dumb. Money?
Really stupid. Like you already see the evidence is right in front of you. Like, okay, back to the story. For the first time, she sends me a normal Snapchat that shows some nice boobs, teasing me to come over. I could tell they were different and tried to get her to admit that she's a different person.
I can tell.
But she just kept saying, if you don't do this now, I'm leaving, etc. I asked her to take a similar picture with her face, but she kept putting it off. My, quote, 100% certainty, unquote, that this was a scam shot up to 1,000%, but out of sheer curiosity, I sent what she
asked for. I gave her $20 more.
Yep, exactly.
Like, wait, he really did?
He really did.
Oh my God.
After she confirmed it was there, she said, quote, "I have something to tell you, but it's not bad," end quote. At this point, I'm like, quote, "What am I even doing? I know it's a scam." She then says, quote, "How old are you again?" I tell her. Then she says, "I'm 16, if that's okay." I called her a liar for telling me she was 18 originally, but kept playing along. She asked if I still wanted to meet up, and I said, "Only if you have consent." What? And then this is in parentheses, which I probably shouldn't have said, despite me trolling. Yeah, no. Dumbass. She said, "Of course," then disappeared for 10 minutes, only to return with a wall of text. Kind of like this. A summed up quote is, here's the quote. "Look, bitch, now you're irritating me, wasting my time, and just ruin your chance at fucking this young pussy. To compensate me, either send me $60 or I will have you in prison. A lawyer is going to cost you much more than $60. Imagine what your friends and family will think when you're a registered sex offender trying to have sex with a minor." Ooh. Drop the hammer. Okay. She then went on a screenshot spree saying that if I chose not to respond, she'd have her, quote, "daddy" file a police report, and that I'm not the first child molester she'd put in prison. She mentions that she has my bank account info from all the payments, my Cash App name, phone number, and profile from the first app we went on. My heart was beating 100 miles per hour. I don't get that, but okay. Just like realistically, how can your heart beat in miles per hour? Sorry, at speed. Okay, I guess, whatever. Back to the story. The more I read this, knowing the situation, the more I laughed, though. Neither of us would be in the right, but she is literally using identity fraud and tried to sell her body to me, claiming she was 18. I confronted her, saying that you're using photos from a woman that lives in California and that I've been doing my own investigation this entire time. I then sent a screenshot of the real person's Instagram and told her I'm not fucking stupid. Okay.
You are, but...
Yeah, right? I said she isn't scaring me, even though I was kind of shook. Yeah, you're stupid. She only responded with, quote, "LOL," then screenshotted my profile name / avatar in my rebuttal. At this point, I blocked her number in Snapchat because I couldn't tell her motives. She got her money, around $90, and I'm left scammed. So, that's pretty stupid. I mean, he continues. It goes on a little bit longer when he's trying to convey what's going on.
Yeah.
But so, that's...
The pictures that this – okay, clearly this was like – what concerns me thinking – literally this thought just popped in my head. What concerns me is that this is a person in a like sex trafficking ring and like they're using girls to do this to people to like get money.
It's a possibility for sure. I mean, it's terrible.
So there's a person, whoever it is on the other end, clearly like some dude, at least it sounded like a guy, could have been a girl. I don't want to discriminate against gender.
So yeah, that's the crazy thing because it's like you're underage and you still do that. Like you are being fraudulent, like posing as someone older.
No, yeah, but what I'm trying to say is I'm just trying to make sense of it. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're good. Okay, so there's clearly like some either a dude or a woman that's like controlling another person. Who was the person talking to him the whole time. And then that person used photos of a girl in California. Was it a girl in California that's also, like, selling nude photos of herself, and they just used that stuff to send to him?
Okay, so let me go ahead and continue the story.
How does the girl in California not know that her photos are being used? I have so many questions.
Yeah, let me give you a little bit more context in this story because there is a little bit more information here. So the guy says, "I hit the original Instagram girl up, warning her about the situation. She told me that her account was hacked a bit ago, thus how the nudes got out. She says that she's 18 and that she took legal action a while ago, but nothing has come of it yet. I messaged her the info on the Snapchat user and told her I'd delete the photos since she didn't send them to me herself." Well, that's respectable. Yeah. She also said, "I'm like the second person to confront her about this," but downplayed it as if it wasn't a big deal, saying it's, quote, "nothing to be embarrassed about." And then in parentheses, literally multiple videos of her getting fucked with her face in it. I continued conversations with her, and her text style / wordplay reminded me a lot of the scammer. But I couldn't come to that conclusion on my own and would kind of look like a dick if I accused her.
Yeah.
I'm not set to match with people that far anyways, unless she spoofed her location. Which I think if you pay for Tinder, you can go to whatever location you want.
There's a price that's like really, really high, and it's like a like their highest price offers you can match with anybody in the world. So I think I think there's like lower price ranges where you can probably just set the destination for farther.
So it's like if you pay $60 per month or something, and you scam someone $90 out of one person, you know, you got to think about how many horny 19-year-olds are out there, like, trying to get some.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if this guy would even get in trouble in the first place, because the only thing that really he would get in trouble for is when she said that she was like, hey, I'm 16, by the way, and then she was like, is that okay? And then he was like, only if you consent. And then she said, of course. That little bit of conversation would be the only thing that would, like, maybe get him in trouble. But then again, like, yeah, the entire thing, if he had a good lawyer, he would get off and he wouldn't get in any trouble.
Well, the thing is, too, like, she's distributing underage pornography.
That's
like
pornography. That's what I mean. That other person on the other end is doing so many other things wrong. And in the first place, she told, like, that would be I don't remember the term for this, but it's like when you're under the impression that you're being told the truth and you don't know that you're being lied to, you can't like get in trouble in that situation. But then she did say that she was quote unquote 16, but I don't think the videos were of the 16-year-old. Like, I think the videos that they used were of somebody that was of age.
Because that would be hard to really make it seem like an older person if it was a younger person.
Yeah, it sounds like the chicks in California, it sounds like she is of age and they used her shit so that they weren't really doing child pornography. But he would get in trouble. But they would be able to say, like, oh, I told you that I was 16. But the whole thing is a hoax and a scam. And, like, they're, like, lying to him about everything in the first place. So it's like, you can't. There's so many arguments there. That's crazy.
The scary thing is you really don't know who's on the other end.
Oh yeah, no, I know. It's terrible. It's
creepy. It goes back to the Circle, the TV show. You know, it's like you don't know who's on the other end. It could look like a hot person, and then you meet them, and you're like, you're a man. So it's like really, really weird. But yeah, there are so many different hypothetical like situations that could come out of that. Like, oh, it was this person. Oh, this person was being controlled. It's
crazy,
like
though.
It's wild, and like there are so many stories like that. And it just, guys, if you listen, I mean, I know that y'all are probably smart, but if you, I mean, not like you wouldn't be smart, but when you get horny, when guys get horny, you tend to not think with your brain, and you tend to just be like,
I don't like that excuse,
fail no matter
because
what.
It's like, I'm sorry, no, be smarter than that. Like, it's not like it's,
you're not a man.
I don't care.
You don't understand.
I don't care. It's like when dudes cheat and they're like, I'm sorry, like, I just couldn't help myself. No, fuck you. You can't help yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's a multi-leveled, like, that's like a layered type of fucked up, you know. Because paying for sex is not really that cool, but if you're going to do it, be safe and be smart about it.
Yeah,
don't
do it off of Snapchat. I don't care how legit you think it is. Don't do it off Snapchat.
Trying to be low-key about something like that, don't ever leave breadcrumbs of you actually doing something like that. So all these women on Snapchat or whatever, they're just like, Cash App, Cash App. And like he said, he used Zelle, he used Cash App. It's like, you are leaving traces of yourself doing these illegal things.
Well, Snapchat is even if you try to do it like where you don't leave anything behind, they can still just screenshot all of your conversations.
You want to hear something really funny?
What?
So, like I said, from me being on Tinder, I saw all those women. There was one that I saw that she looked actually like a nice person. I never had the intention of actually going and meeting up with her, but I added her because I was really intrigued. Like, I was like, all right, well, let's just see what this is. And it was like saying super, super cheap prices and stuff. And I was like, damn, this girl probably just thinks like she's not worth more than that. And like, I don't want her to sell herself like at all. But like, so I like messaged her like, hey, I hope you're having a good day. I just want to let you know that like, you're worth a lot. And like, even if I don't know you, like, you're still loved by so many people.
Gosh, see, this is why you're the nicest.
And then she just goes, lol, thanks.
Oh my god.
It was, and then she was like, you want to meet up? And I was like, no, but
no.
You're nice, I guess. I don't know. Like, I thought you were just going through shit, so I wanted to, like, put up my hand I'll help you up. But, they probably just thought I was some weakling woman. But, I mean, I honestly, like, it's just funny to me because then I looked into it more and I was like, oh, it was a scam. I mean, it makes sense. 100% makes sense.
Yeah.
And I would have never fallen into a trap like that. But it is funny because it's like, oh, yeah, like you don't care about being like, you don't care about feeling nice. You care about the money in my pocket.
Yeah.
Which is like, the world is just scary, scary, scary. And that's pretty much all I wanted to talk about. I mean, there was another thing that I could have gone on today, but it would have taken up a lot of time.
Well, and yeah, we're already kind of save it for next time.
Save it for next time. It's a treasure trove of just tea. The tea will spill, and it's going to be a really interesting perspective from me and from people around me. So we'll save that for next time. But for now, let's go ahead and go on to recommendations. Brooke, is there anything fun or interesting that you'd like to recommend?
So I don't necessarily have recommendations, mm-hmm. but I have a shout out, and it is for Marissa Maino, and I went to college with her. It is spelled, hold on, let me see if her name is spelled with two S's or one S.
Man, she's getting the full plug.
Well, she's really,
no, that's
really
good.
Cool.
No, that's not a bad thing.
Okay, so it's one S, so it's Marissa Maino, and she's really, really cool, and she probably won't ever hear this, but if you do, hey, what's up? I genuinely don't think I've ever hung out with her like in a like normal like setting around other people, but she's in the same circle of friends that I had at Belmont, and I've been to one or two of her shows in Nashville, and I think she is the coolest, and she's one of those people that, do you ever have those people that you just want to be like, maybe this is more of a girl thing, but do you ever have those people where you really, really want to be their friend, but it's just like not in the cards for you?
Because yeah, I mean, I really, really, really like Kanye West. I just don't think he and I will ever be friends.
That's not what I mean. Just like people, like, I don't know. There's just been
I know
a
what you're saying.
People
I know
where
what you're saying.
I would never be in the same situation to ever hang out with them, and I would have to go out of my way to like very much out of my way to hang out with them. But I wish that we could be friends anyway.
Well, hopefully this plants a seed of a friendship
maybe.
That will blossom into something beautiful. Who knows?
She just released a new song last Friday. So it was the Friday after Valentine's Day. The next Friday after that. And it is called Want You Like That. And it's really cute and really good. And she has some other songs on Spotify. So everybody should go check her out on Spotify.
I feel like if I made a song titled Want You Like That, it would be talking about a steak, like cooking it medium rare.
Oh.
Yeah, I want you like that. Because I don't really like super rare steaks or well-done steaks. Like a good medium rare is perfect. Ooh, I want you like that. Okay. Well, if I could recommend something, I would love to recommend something, if that's cool.
Yeah.
So I guess first off, I should not recommend something.
Okay.
And I might catch some flack for this, but it's okay because I will stand firm in my non-recommendation. Hopefully I can divert some people away from this album. It's a music album by someone who has been in the limelight for practically our whole lives, and he is our age. His name is Justin Bieber. He's got a new album out. I don't even know what it's called, but I've heard the whole thing.
It's called Intentions.
And, well, that's a song. That's a,
is
that's
that not
a single.
The name of the album, though?
Let me see. So the name of his album is titled Changes.
Oh, Changes. Okay.
And it's not that he's a bad singer. It's not that the production is bad. It's not that the features are completely or entirely bad. It's how it just doesn't hold. There's no real substance to it.
Yeah.
It seems like it's like a manufactured album, especially
is it a
Yummy.
A whole bunch of Yummies.
I will say it's not a whole bunch of Yummies.
No, like, is it a bunch of songs
no.
that are like...
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. But it's not like that. But it doesn't feel...
Authentic?
Super authentic. Mm,
yeah.
And the production is good. I like Intentions with Quavo.
I haven't heard any of the songs except for Yummy. And I don't know. I'm not a ginormous Justin
like
Bieber
the thing
fan.
Is, like, so. You can bop your head to Yummy and be like, that's catchy, but there's nothing else to it.
You
know?
There's no substance. Like, it's very
you
surface
could
level.
A song and it's like empty.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you're just like, okay, but like, what else is there? You know?
Yeah.
So there's even a song, I forget what it's called, but it's got Travis Scott on it. And Travis Scott does maybe like half a verse and it's not good. It's like, what did you just throw this together? It's like, I know you have a huge team of people, but yeah, he's got Lil Dicky on the album. He's got Post Malone on the album. it's just, it's not the best. And it's 51 minutes long, 17 songs. And it's just unfortunate because I know that it had been a while since he'd released an album. And I know that he'd been going through stuff. And it seems like he's, you know, coming out on the other end in a good way, in a positive way. He's married now and stuff. But just didn't hit for me. You know, I listened to Selena Gomez's album when she released it not too long ago, and I thought it was really good, you know?
Yeah.
Same type of style with the production being on point, but the songwriting was good, and it felt like she was actually getting to the heart of a subject that she wanted to talk about in each song. So I appreciated that. You know, it's not my favorite style of music, but I can appreciate good music, you know?
Yeah.
So, but that's, I mean, you listen to it on your own if you want or whatever. That's my take on it. What I can say, though, is there is one song and one album that I really, really, really want to recommend because I found this guy probably like 6 months ago or something like that. And he hadn't released a song he hadn't released an album. So this debut album came out in October and I didn't hear the whole thing until like 3 or 4 days ago. And I was mad when I listened to it because like I should have heard this forever ago. Because it's so good. I really, really like it. But the song that I really, really, really like by him is called Voices. And the artist is Kembe X. That's K-E-M-B-E space X.
Cool.
And the production is good. Good sample. Good lyrics. It's kind of like a conscious trap in a sense.
Okay.
I mean, some of the vibes have like trap vibes, but also like – like just good, like hip hop. I mean, it's just good. He's from Chicago, so some of it has like a sense of like a Chance the Rapper vibe. But he's talking about like real stuff.
Yeah.
And the album title is let's see what it's called. I Was Depressed Until I Made This. So that's cool. You know, he spent a lot of time on an album that he was just trying to get out and just, you know, put his whole heart into it, his full emotion and put it together, and I like it a lot. I think this guy has a lot of potential, and
That's awesome.
You know, his number one stream song is it's called "Raised a Fool" with J-Rock and Absol and a few other people that are from like the Kendrick Lamar camp.
Okay, cool.
So, because J-Rock and Absol work with Kendrick a lot, but that has only 814,000 streams, so he's still definitely
starting out.
Not really starting out, but more so just underground, like unknown.
I got you.
I think that there's a definite future for him, and I'm excited to see how it goes. I think it's going to be really amazing. Okay, well, so looking back into it, this was not his debut album, but it was the most hyped up album, and it was the album that he had the biggest following for.
Okay.
Because he released something in 2013, but he's around our age, which is really cool to think about,
that
too.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah. But he's a really, really interesting person to listen to, and the music that he puts out, I vibe with a lot. So that's something that I definitely want to recommend. And also the last thing, and definitely not the least thing, if you're ever playing basketball with your friends, you can go hard in the paint. That's more than okay. I want you to get that dub, but I also want you to wear a splint so you don't actually jam the heck out of your finger, because it hurts if you didn't know that. So
how are you going to wear a splint while playing basketball?
You just do it. I don't know. That's my recommendation. I don't recommend how to do it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, just
well, then
do
you're
going
to have to wear a splint. Do you mean like for your finger because you hurt your finger? Then they would have to wear a splint on all of their fingers. How are you going to play basketball?
I don't know. That's not a question that I have to answer. Maybe next
week
I'll
answer. I want to see that. I want to see you play basketball with 10 splints on one on all of your fingers.
I'll do that, and I'll end up jamming my big toe.
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Josh.
What it is.
Do you have any closing thoughts for us today?
Do I have any closing thoughts? Mind your own business and don't pay for sex on set. I'm kidding.
Hey!
Do I have any closing thoughts? I mean, I think my closing thought is always going to be love the people around you. Love the people that you don't know. Be positive. Try to always look with an optimistic perspective and appreciate what you have. Appreciate being alive and waking up each morning and taking a deep breath and knowing that you're still here to make a positive difference in someone's life.
Yeah. And my closing thoughts are mind your own damn business and don't pay for sex on Snapchat. So
we're pretty much on the same wavelength here. Because what you just said fits perfectly with what I said, and it's vice versa. So that's good. Mind your own business. Don't pay for sex on Snapchat. Yeah. Don't use Cash App for anything.
Those are
naughty.
Two very good pieces of advice. Excuse you.
Take those to the bank. Invest in that. And then don't spend it on a hooker.
No, don't.
All right. Well, that about finishes up this episode of Clickbait. We hope you enjoyed it. And we will see you next week for a great, great new episode. Great new life updates. Hopefully my fingers will not fall off. Brooke, is there anything that you want to say just real quick at the very end?
No, I think I'm good. I think we've covered just about all we can cover in a podcast.
I agree. Well, guys, again, thank you so much for listening. We hope to talk to you soon. And reach out to us at clickbait_podcast on Instagram. And let us know what you're thinking is. Let us know if you think we're funny, boring. If you have a new subject that you want us to talk about, a fun little current event that you think is great.
Yeah.
We'd love to talk about it. And we'd love conversations. You can already tell.
I'm cutting you off. I'm sorry. I did not mean to do that. That was really rude.
Yeah, I need to cut me.
I was just going to agree with Josh. If you guys want us to talk about anything and you have any subjects that you want to hear about, send us a DM.
Let us know, yo. And give us a follow. We'll give you a shout out.
Ooh. Yeah.
If you don't want a shout out, we don't have to do that. Just if you want a shout out, follow us and DM us because we're always going to check our DMs. Yep. And we always love conversations and talking to the people that like us. That's what it is. We will see y'all next week. Thank you guys again for stopping in. And that's a wrap.